Charles de Saint-G, Mentally Impaired, Parisian Society, 1860. Charles de Saint-G was a mentally impaired 13-year-old boy who was still living and whose intellectual faculties were so impaired that he could not even recognize his own parents. He could barely feed himself. He had experienced the complete developmental suspension of his entire organic system. To Saint Louis.
Would you tell us if we could evoke this child's spirit?
You can invoke him as if you were invoking the spirit of a deceased person.
Your response would seem to imply that we may evoke him at any time.
Yes, his soul is held to his body by physical ties, but not spiritual ones. It can free itself at any time.
Evocation of Charles de Saint-G.
I am a poor spirit held to this earth like a bird tied down by one leg.
In your present state as a spirit, are you aware of your complete impairment in this world?
Of course, I feel my captivity very well.
While your body is sleeping and your spirit is free, do you have thoughts as lucid as if you were in a normal state?
While my unfortunate body rests, I am a bit freer to reach out towards the heaven to which I aspire.
While in the spirit state, do you experience any sensations of pain as a result of your corporeal state?
Yes, since it is a punishment.
Can you remember your previous existence?
Oh yes, it is the cause of my present exile.
What kind of existence was it?
That of an incorrigible young man during the reign of Henry III.
You said that your present condition is a punishment, so you didn't choose it?
No.
In your current state of impairment, how can your present life serve for your advancement?
My state is not an impairment before God, who imposed it on me.
Can you see how long your current existence will last?
No. But sooner or later, I will return to my homeland.
What did you do as a spirit between your previous existence and your present incarnation?
God imprisoned me because I was a thoughtless spirit.
In your waking state, are you aware of what goes on around you despite of the imperfections of your organs?
I can see and hear, but my body neither understands nor perceives anything.
Could we do anything to help you?
Nothing. To Saint Louis.
Could the prayers we say for incarnate spirit have the same effectiveness as for errant spirit?
Prayers are always good and are agreeable to God. In this poor spirit's case, they do not do him any good at present, but they will serve him later. God will take them into account.
This evocation confirms what has always been said about the mentally impaired. Their mental impairment does not correspond to their spirit impairment, regardless of the physical organs. The spirit enjoys all his faculties. The imperfection of the organs is only an obstacle to the free manifestation of thought. Thus, it is like a hale and hearty man whose limbs have been tied.